Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
George Washington's stature and stamina were exceptional, but despite his best efforts, the nation's first president suffered through a lifetime of toothaches. Throughout his early years, young George experienced a number of illnesses, including smallpox, malaria, and a serious bout of influenza. In 1754, during the French and Indian War, the 23-year-old Washington lost his first adult tooth while serving at Fort Necessity. Soon after, he made dental care a priority, purchasing toothbrushes, powders, and paste to help clean his teeth. But the preventive measures were no match for mercurous chloride, a common ingredient in 18th century medicine that compromised his teeth and gums. Beginning in 1756, Washington endured severe toothaches, followed by tooth extractions nearly every year until being sworn in as the first president of the United States in 1789. With just one tooth intact, Washington received his first full set of dentures during his first term as president. Although many believe the president's teeth to be made of wood, later studies revealed the dentures were made of ivory or animal and human teeth, not wood. Washington's ongoing tooth problems also affected the shape of his face, leading to artist Gilbert Stuart's unflattering puffy lip depiction of him on the $1 bill. Slipping dentures caused him to sometimes lisp his S's, and dental discomfort even caused Washington to shorten his second inaugural address, only 30 seconds long, the most succinct in presidential history.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.